Lead yourself. Lead SA.
I don't know how I'm going to do the next interview having just heard that advert. I'm so intrigued. Tune into DSTV for more. Okay, let me try and focus. A double header in Lead SA today. First up, we're going to hear a truly inspiring story of how an able-bodied athlete is helping someone with a disability to live out a sporting dream. And then we'll hear about a public art festival which opens this weekend and hopes to harness the power of art to transform communities. More on that story in a couple of minutes. First, though, are you a triathlete? Because if you are, you know how tough it can be finding both the physical and the mental resources to push your body to the limit in not just one, but three sporting disciplines. And maybe if you're the partner of a triathlete, you'll know it involves a lot of time on the road, away from the comforts of home, time training, a lot of sacrifice. And even with all of that preparation, it is still brutally hard going. Now imagine doing all of that without the benefit of full vision, without being sure you could see what was coming up next underneath your next footfall. Well, for seven brave athletes, that is exactly what they will face this coming weekend as they compete in the Discovery Triathlon World Cup event, which is happening on Sunday, the 11th of February. It's one of 18 events on the International Triathlon Union calendar and the only one that takes place on African soil. For my guest, Cornelia Liebenberg, it is more than just another race. It is a chance to push herself to the limit with a little help from her friend. Cornelia is a 42-year-old ultramarathon runner whose vision is affected by both retinitis pigmentosa and macular degeneration. And she will be competing this weekend with the help of her friend and guide, Celia Pinnar. And I'm delighted to have both of them on the line with me this afternoon to talk to us about the experience. Cornelia, first of all, welcome to you. It's great to have you with us this afternoon.
Thank you very much for that.
It's not your first big race by any means. I know you did a back-to-back Comrades last year. You completed three triathlons before this one. You've run the Karoo Ultra Marathon. But you are not necessarily experienced in all fields of triathlon. I believe it's the cycling in particular that's the one you're least comfortable with.
Cycling, yes, and swimming maybe also.
Okay, so the running, yeah. No problem, but the other bits of the triathlon, quite a challenge for you. What made you decide to enter this race, Cornelia?
I think, yeah, it's the challenge. Running is fairly straightforward, but yeah, you know, challenging yourself and you know, just going beyond your boundaries.
Talk to us about the impact of your visual impairment on your ability to participate in this sport.
Well, firstly, for the swimming leg, it's difficult because I can't see the distance that we're swimming. So, you know, like a sized person has. Is it just immediate switch in your brain? You know, okay, I'm swimming for a distance of 500 meters or 100 meters. Now, I don't see it, so that's why I need a guide to tell me, okay, 100 meters, 200 meters. So that's the mm-hmm. difficult part. And then, obviously, cycling, my guide needs to, it's like, obviously, I can't cycle on my own, so I always have to have someone training with me on the bike if I'm on the road. And, yeah, just able to tell me in advance of speed bumps and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to be able to communicate. So, if the guide is, they must communicate. And same with running. I can't run on my own anymore. So, I always have to train with somebody that's available. So, yeah, it's like fitting my times with their times. And sometimes you don't always, you know, schedules don't always correspond.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't always get that much training in.
Okay, I mean, that's a big challenge for an event like this, of this magnitude as well. I want to bring in Celia at this point, Celia Pinnar, who is your guide for the race on Sunday. Celia, thank you for joining us as well. I know for you as well, it's by no means your first big sporting event. You've done four Comrades before this, 13 Two Oceans to your names, plus five full Ironman races. You've represented South Africa at the World Champs in the Olympic Standard Triathlon four times. But I believe this is the first time you've ever guided a person with limited vision around a race of this kind. And I'm told it's the first time you've cycled tandem. Is that correct?
That is totally correct. I'm like a newbie.
Celia, how did you and Cornelia meet and decide that you were going to tackle this task together?
Because I've been running so many Two Oceans, I'm part of a Western Province Pace Setters group. We normally run with a flag and we run in a bus and we help all the people who want to run a certain time to finish in time.
Right.
And then one of the other pace setters, Pietra Nietling, she called me about 2 weeks ago And she said that there were two blind athletes who were looking for guides and will are they interested? And, well, I don't know why, but I immediately said yes. Mm-hmm. And only afterwards I realized, oh, my goodness, what did I let myself into? So, yeah, so it's basically from being a pace setter, already helping other people that, that I decided this is a good challenge.
It's a big challenge indeed, given the timeline that you're talking about there, Celia. Just a couple of weeks to get used to one another and get used to pacing with each other. Talk to us about how you physically guide Cornelia through the race. What actually happens?
Well, with a swim, we've got an elastic that we put around either our knees or around the calf. Obviously, we can't put it around the middle because if you swim, you need a long arm. So yes, you're going to touch the elastic. So our pointer, like in the direction, physically put our arms in the direction we're going to swim. And then we start swimming. And if she feels the elastic is getting tight, then she knows that she's actually moving, you know, away from me. I keep a distance, I keep a pace, I keep a route, direction, and everything. She must basically adjust to swim with me. Mm-hmm. So if the elastic gets tight, she knows that she's moving to the right side because I swim on the left. And then she starts moving to the left. And if she touches me, it's fine because she knows then she's right next to me. So, yeah, so the elastic actually guides her to where she must swim. And then on the tandem, yeah, obviously in the transition time, I just help her. She takes my arm and we just go through the transition and help her with her helmet, make sure everything is put on the right way. On the tandem, we know which foot are the strongest foot, and we start together counting down 3, 2, 1, go, and then we push off and go. I will continuously tell her, okay, there's a rough patch ahead, or there's a slight uphill, or I'm going to gear down or gear up. There's a sharp corner coming, just so that she's aware. So this, I must say, is quite a new thing because, you know, when you compete, you're quiet, you're more in yourself to think what you must do. And now you must verbalize what you are actually doing. But it actually helps because I can hear her or I can feel her responding. And then the run is actually fine because we run once again with a belt. If there are a lot of people in front of us, I will run in front and she will run behind me. Otherwise, we just run next to each other and we just basically pace each other.
What a story, Celia. It's fascinating to hear the actual ins and outs of how you do it. Cornelia, I mean, Cecilia's described it very well for us. I can really picture you together on the road. You haven't had a lot of time to train to get ready for the event. What's your expectation for what will happen on Sunday?
Well, just to have fun and to finish it, yeah, within the time. Just to have fun and to enjoy it.
How much time is have you got to complete the event?
Not so sure.
Fair enough. It's not a particularly important question, but I know that there are going to be loads of Cape Townians out supporting you on the day, and I hope they'll keep a particular eye out for you, Celia and Cornelia, and wish you well. What does it mean to you, Cornelia, that somebody like Celia is prepared to do this for you, somebody that you didn't know all that well before now?
Well, it's actually amazing. I mean, it's every time I need a guide, it's like, wow, it's really, I don't know what to say because it's mind-boggling if people, it's like it's a risk. And it's also a safety issue. I mean, cycling on a bike, a tandem, you know, you can fall. So I'm always just overwhelmed by, you know, the goodness. And it's really good.
It's an uplifting story of note, Cornelia. We wish you both so much luck on Sunday. Cornelia Liebenberg, ultramarathon athlete, and her guide, Celia Pinar, who is making it possible for her to continue competing and pushing herself and challenging her body and her mind, despite the limitations that her visual problems have set on her competitiveness. It is a wonderful story. They're not alone. Cornelia is one of seven similar athletes who will be taking on the triathlon in this form on Sunday. And we wish all of you a safe and fun day in the water and on the road. For those of you who want to go down and support, the event is this coming Sunday. It starts from Quay 6 in the waterfront and will end in the Greenpoint Common area. Please do visit the website triathlon.capetown for more information.
Lead yourself. Lead SA.
20 artists, 80 walls, 9 days. That is the equation behind the second annual International Public Art Festival, which kicks off in Salt River this weekend. It's the brainchild of Baz Art, which is a non-profit organization that really believes in the power of art to transform communities. Their founder joins me on the line now. He's also one of the local artists participating in the festival. Alexander Tillmans, welcome to Cape Talk.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Won't you tell us briefly what Baz Art is all about?
So Baz Art was created as a platform for artists and street artists. Mm-hmm. So the whole goal was to give recognition to art and to street art. And sometimes we find we use the word graffiti, and it's synonym to vandalism or to violence. And we want to showcase that artists can actually do art, and they can be fine art and street artists. And they can paint beautiful murals with a beautiful meaning. And we're using Salt River as a hub to showcase that.
Okay, now you've got 20 different artists participating, not only locals, but several visiting international artists as well. What can we expect if we come to participate in the festival?
So it's half from South Africa and half from the three other continents, namely Africa, Europe, and North and South America. And what we can expect is a very multicultural festival with artists painting under the theme "We Need Nature," because we have the drought in Cape Town, but the climate change is affecting everyone. Mm. So we want to bring that message with hope and awareness for people to think we need nature, we can fight against climate change.
Okay, for listeners who'd like to come on down and take a look and join in the activities, it's happening from the 10th to the 19th of February at the Salt River Blackpool Football Club. Is there any cost to members of the public to take part, Alexander, or is it a completely free event?
So people are free to go in the streets, to look at the murals, to look at the artists while they are busy painting. And if they want a bit more information, we have two local trained tour guides from the community of Salt River who can take them around. For that, there's a ticket fee of $350 per person, and it's going to be a one-hour tour to all the murals and speak with the artists and interact. And if people are interested in handling a spray can or want to use and know how a spray can is working, they can participate at a workshop. It's also R350, and it's going to be one of the artists of last year who's going to explain to them how to use a spray can.
That's where we must leave it. Alexander Tillmans, thank you so much for chatting to us. Founder of Baz Art, the driving force behind the International Public Art Festival, which kicks off in Salt River on the 10th of February. If you'd like to read up more about their work, take a look at the profiles of the artists participating, etc., just Google Baz Art. It's BAZ Art or International Public Art Festival for more information.